And Tom Marquand decided to come to Australia for 6 weeks, and I imagine it's a little bit like a working holiday, and at this stage, everything's going fantastic for him. And he joins me now. Morning, Tom.
Morning. How are you? All right.
Now, look, congratulations. This has gone pretty well for you since you arrived. You've kicked home about six winners already.
Yes, it's not been a bad day so far. Got a couple of weeks left, so with a bit of luck. Saturday looks like it could be a nice day, so fingers crossed.
Tim, the beaut thing for you, you had your first ride, I think, on the 21st of December, but the 29th, you hopped on a couple of good ones for the Hayes Camp and John O'Shane. You got a double at Randwick. That certainly runs the flag up the pole for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, I've been very lucky to have been put on some horses that have been capable of winning. It's nice to have sort of been able to repay by winning on them. That's been brilliant.
Now, last season, back home in England, I think you rode 100 winners in the year for the first time.
Yeah, we started to run out of time a little bit, and at first I was planning on heading out here on the 12th of December, and I think I had sort of 10 days left and a few winners to ride, and then they all came at once, and I think we ended up sort of getting to 106 before coming out. So it was nice to achieve it before coming out here and sort of starting afresh for a bit of winter. And it's been a fantastic stay, and it's worked out really nicely.
It'd be a bit different here than back home, Tom. You had about 4 hours of daylight there. You'd be down the beach at 9 o'clock at night, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think you could get away with it.
I don't reckon you'll go back home now after you've had a taste of this. How'd it come about? How did you get the original connection to come out here?
I spent a month out here a few winters ago when I was still an apprentice. But down in Melbourne, and a lot of people said, if you come back, you have to come up to Sydney. And it just felt like it was the right time. I've done the last couple of winters in Dubai and at home, and I've spread myself out a bit. And I thought, it felt like a good time to come. And actually, our assistant trainer at Richard Hannon's, my boss, was foreman to John O'Shea a few years ago, and sort of John came highly recommended, and it was all organised over the space of about 2 or 3 weeks. So I've come over for John primarily, but just been riding out for everyone and jumping on as many horses as I can.
Well, you had a couple of nice rides tonight at Canterbury. First of all, Pair of Heels by Adelaide, who you would have known from overseas. It's had two trials and trialled well.
Yeah, trialled really well. I've actually had the chance to sit on the filly at home at Randwick. From the trials and what she's shown us, she should be competitive. We've drawn a nice barrier in five as well. John's been one of the many trainers nice enough to put me up. So fingers crossed for a bit of luck.
So you just let it slip then, hopped on it at home. You're starting to call Australia home already, Tom. San Francisco tonight. Paul Perry's put you on this, and you won on it the other day at Canterbury.
Yeah, he proved a bit of a surprise when he won the other day. Really, I had a dream run on him. To be fair, I think we'd be lucky if we got a sort of clean run round as we did last time. But he put the race to bed really nicely up the straight, and he won by a fair margin. So hopefully the race can go similar again, and we get an end to end gallop, and yeah, it'll go to plan.
Now, you've got a big book of rides tomorrow at Rose Hill. Obviously, you've had a look through those. Which would be the pick of yours tomorrow?
I mean, I've been very lucky. I mean, I think there were a couple that were sort of hiding in the shadows a bit, that weren't jumping out the page at some people. But I thought Fox Swift was one of the horses that should be going close. Got a bit of a tricky run around last time at Canterbury, and coming in, John's horses are in great order, and he's very good at placing them. Similarly, I've got a couple of very nice rides for Peter and Paul Snowden, which is it's pretty nice to be riding for people like that.
Yeah, I mean, when you come out, you obviously would think, I hope I can get on some decent horses, but you've been getting rides from the best stables around, which is fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. Look, it's brilliant. I think, like I said before, it's gone better than I could have hoped for, and I was just hoping to come out and get a few rides. I was praying to ride a couple of winners and pay for my flights over and things like that just to cover costs. But it turned out very well. And yeah, like jumping on some nice horses for nice people. So,
hey Tom, you must notice a slight difference in prize money here compared to back in England, wouldn't you?
I think that's one of the biggest standouts to sort of coming over here for the winter. The prize money is phenomenal, especially like the midweek city meetings and things like that. I mean, racing around for that kind of money is it's pretty mind blowing compared to what we run around for. So it's a bit of a change from Wolverhampton on a Saturday night for £2,000.
Yeah, going around, you get a blue ribbon and a ham if you win over there. Some of those races, wouldn't you? Tom, look, congratulations, mate. All's going well for you, which is absolutely fantastic. Good luck tonight, and good luck tomorrow too. He said, Fox Swift will all hop on board that, and we'll be cheering you home.
Very kind of you. Thanks very much, then.